You're watching Texans Reloaded 2014 Draft, presented by Papa John's. Order your pizza online today at papajohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. And by Reliant Energy. Reliant has the tools you need to use less electricity. Call 1-866-RELIANT. PUCT pound 10007.
Texans Reloaded rolls on. Drew Doherty, Mark Vandermeer at Reliant Stadium. The Texans, all about versatility on day two of the draft. They take a tackle-guard combo on offense in Xavier Suafilo out of UCLA, and then they follow it up in round three at the start with a tight end out of Iowa, C.J. Fedorowicz. He can play in a few different spots and do a few different things.
Suafilo, the number one guard in this draft. Anytime you get the number one player at a position, you got to be happy with that, like the Texans did with Jadeveon Clowney, number one overall player. And Suafilo can play guard, can play tackle, flexible up front. They like that. And with Fedorowicz, the tight end, top of the third round, well, they call him a Rob Gronkowski clone. I like that. He can run block. He runs great routes. He's going to be very dangerous to go along with Garrett Graham and Ryan Griffin, really adding to that Texans offensive attack.
Yeah, and you really see a New England kind of influence here, because you talked about the Gronkowski stuff with Fedorowicz, but interestingly enough, Suafilo, he mentioned that Logan Mankins was one of his kind of idols, the guy he patterned his game after. So clearly there are fingerprints from the Patriots on this day two of the draft.
And you mentioned versatility. That's a word that popped up Friday night after rounds two and three were in the books, when Bill O'Brien and Rick Smith were up at the podium.
Really, when you look at the players that we've added to our football team and where we've gotten them, we feel like we've gotten some really good players, number one. We've gotten bigger. We've gotten stronger. We've gotten tougher. You know, we've added versatility, as we just talked about. And so, and we've gotten good value, which is something that's very, very important for us, as you know.
But there was a trade on Friday night. The Texans moved back into the third round, and they picked up a big body in Lewis Nix.
Lewis Nix was thought to maybe be a first-round pick, maybe early second round, but there he was in the third round. So Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien, the entire brass decided, let's move into the third round and go get him. They have a need at nose tackle. Yeah, they signed Jarrell Poe, but they want a real big one in the middle to go in that Romeo Crennel 3-4. And Nix tweeted, chicken time. As a play-by-play announcer, you know I'm going to use that one. So it's nice to see him added in the mix. Look, they got much stronger in the front seven. They needed to.
Yeah, and naturally, they talked about what Romeo Crennel might do with him.
You know, we were able, obviously, we made a move here and went back into the third round to pick up a big nose tackle who is a really good scheme fit for us in the defense that we're going to play. And we had him rated high. And so for us to have an opportunity to go back and do that and get him, and, you know, you put him with JD, and then on the offensive side of the ball, we're able to get, one of the most versatile players in the draft, in our opinion.
Mark, we still got a lot more to cover on this one, because we were behind the scenes in New York City at Radio City Music Hall with Jadeveon Clowney. So you won't want to miss some of that stuff. Plus, our Texans analyst, John Harris, is going to join us after the break. This is Texans